Pesachim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey 1:5, a straight continuation of the previous Mishnah, in which we had said that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, one may eat chametz until the fourth hour, including the fourth hour of Erev Pesach, the 14th of Nisan. On the fifth hour, one may not eat chametz anymore, but it's not yet burned. And then on the sixth hour, the beginning of the sixth hour, one begins to actually burn the chametz. So how do they know the times? They didn't have stopwatches and wristwatches, etc. So there were a variety of techniques used. The Mishnah explains the technique that was used in the Beis Hamikdash so people could see with their own eyes where they were holding the day. And the Mishnah says, Va'od Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda also said, Shtei chalos shel toda pesulos. They would take two loaves that came from the Korban Toda. I'll explain about that at the end of my recording here. I'll go back and explain this part of it, the technicalities. But the point is, they took two loaves of bread that were pasul, that were no longer valid for consumption, umunachos al gaga itztaba, and they'd put it on the roof of the colonnade that encircled around the courtyard, the chatzer of the Beis HaMikdash. There was like benches for people to sit on, and then above it was like a roofed colonnade that would protect people from the elements. So on top of that roof, they would put these two loaves of bread, and they served as the sign. Kozman shemunachos, as long as those two loaves of bread were sitting there on the rooftops, so then kol am ochlin, everyone used that, took that as a sign it's still permitted to eat, meaning we're not yet done with the fourth hour, so that they could eat chametz on Erev Pesach. Nidla achas, once they took the first one of them away, tolin, they were advised no longer may they eat chametz, we're in the fifth hour now, but they don't have to yet burn it. V'lo ochlin v'lo sarfin, they neither ate it nor did they have to burn it yet. Nitlu shtehen, once they both had been removed from the roof of that colonnade, then hischilu kol ha'am sarfin, then everyone began to burn their chametz because they were notified that the beginning of the sixth hour had arrived. It's clear from the Gemara that it's not that everyone in the whole city of Yerushalayim would see these two loaves of bread on top of roof, and that's how they would rely on the timing, but rather this was one of the ways they did it. The Gemara speaks out another way. They had a sign of, they would have a plow being pulled by two oxen in the same system. Well, so long as two oxen were plowing, it was still up to the fourth hour. You could eat one cow on the plow. Now it's tolin, no eating, no burning. And then when they took the second cow away, now it's time to burn, etc. So the point is, in different locations, they had different techniques, but this was the technique in the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah continues on now, and it says, Rabbi Gamliel has a new point. In fact, before I go on to the new point, let me discuss the Lechem of the Torah for a minute. So this actually has ramifications to how we observe Erev Pesach even today. When a person survives a potentially life-threatening scenario, there are four categories of them. The mnemonic for this is Chaim, Chet Yud Yud Mem, which stands for Chavush, which means imprisoned, Yisurin, suffering like illness, Yam, crossing an ocean, or Midbar, crossing a desert. When a person survives one of those ordeals, so then he is required to bring a Korban Toda, a Thanksgiving offering, which is basically the same as a Korban Shlamim, if you know what that is, except in two ways it's different. Number one, it is offered with 40 loaves of bread, and those loaves of bread are four different types. So you have 10 loaves of each of the four types. One of each type is given to the Kohen, the other nine of each of the four types is eaten by the person bringing the Korban, as well as his guests at the festive meal that he would serve to consume the meat of the Korban Toda and the breads that came with it. Now, one of the four types of loaves is actually chametz. And that being the case, there's a separate principle, guiding principle, which is we don't offer an offering, a korban, in a scenario where the full extent of the time in which you could eat this offering is reduced from the normal time. And the concern is if you have a smaller window to eat it, it's more likely to become leftover, nosar, and that's forbidden from the Torah, so we want to avoid that. Now, when it comes to the korban toda, there's actually a shorter window of time to consume both the offering and the meat and the bread as well that accompanies it than there would be for a normal shlamim, which doesn't even have bread at all. And that means basically the day that you offer it, if today, let's say, is Tuesday, so after you offer the shlamim, you have, excuse me, the the Todah. You have the whole rest of Tuesday to eat it, as well as what we'll call Tuesday night in English, already the beginning of Yom Revi, but Tuesday night until midnight. So at midnight, that's the deadline, all the bread has to be consumed, as well as all the meat has to be consumed by then. There's a fascinating Netziv, by the way. The Netziv asks why a normal Shlamim has no bread, and yet you have 2 days to eat it, whereas when it comes, meaning you have to the following day's midnight. Whereas when it comes to a Todah, there's a lot more food. You have all these 36 loaves of bread to consume, and they're big loaves, actually. And you only have one till that first midday midnight. So less time for more food. And he speaks out that's because that forces people to get a big crowd together so he can more publicize the miracle that happened to him, you know, the God's goodness and that he survived the ordeal that he had faced. Be that as it may, since on Erev Pesach, come the sixth hour, you can't eat the bread of the Todah anymore because it's chametz, so therefore we don't even bring an offering of a Korban Todah on Erev Pesach because the window is short, and that's why when you say Pesukei Dezimra every morning when you daven, you say one of the Kapitlach, one of the chapters one of the that you say of Pesukei Dezimra is Mizmor LaSoda or Mizmor LaTodah, which is parallels the offering of a Todah, Korban Todah. And since on Erev Pesach, the Korban Todah Thanksgiving offering wasn't brought, we don't actually say that one Mizmor, that one chapter of Mizmor LaSoda on Erev Pesach. We skip it. So that being the case, people would have to bring their Korban Todah early, meaning before the 14th. And since people typically saved their Korbanos to be brought until they made it to Yerushalayim, which was, you know, a walk away, they would bring it typically on the Shalosh Regalim, the three holidays, the festivals, when people would come to Yerushalayim. Therefore, there'd be kind of a rush on bringing Korban Todahs on the 13th of Nisan. And that being the case, you might have likely to have a lot of leftover bread from all the people bringing Todahs and all eating all the bread in one night. And that being the case, there was leftover bread the next morning. So our Mishnah's point here is leftover bread from a Korban Todah is chametz, at least one of the four loaves types are chametz. That's quite unusual. Pretty much, loosely speaking, everything else in the Beis HaMikdash is, there's no chametz involved. It's forbidden to bring chametz on the Mizbeach and so on, loosely speaking, forgetting the exception. And so they use these chametz loaves as the symbol to put up on the rooftops. We'll see what's going on. That's the backstory there on the Todah. Now, the Mishnah's not done. The Mishnah has one more point. Rabban Gamliel is going to argue on something. He agrees with Rabbi Yehuda, if you recall from yesterday or the previous Mishnah. Rabbi Meir said you have till the fifth hour to eat it, including the fifth hour. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to stop eating at the end of the fourth hour. Rabbi Gamliel agrees with that, with Rabbi Yehuda, who the halacha is like, that you cannot eat chametz after the fourth hour. However, when it comes to truma, that is the gift that's given to the Kohen, and actually we're talking about three different possible things. We're talking about truma gedola, the first tithe, trumas meiser, the tithe that the Levi gives, as well as challah, the first piece of dough. That's all given to a Kohen. It has to be kept tahor, ritually pure, and there's a requirement of the Torah to keep it pure and to protect it from getting destroyed. Now, if you're talking about truma, which is chametz, so then when the deadline arrives in the sixth hour, you're going to have to burn that chametz, notwithstanding the fact that chametz is for, you have to protect it from being destroyed, you have no choice because the Torah requires getting rid of chametz on Pesach, that overrides the requirement, and we're actually rabbinically we're pushing it back, not just to from midday, but even an hour before, so from the sixth hour. So therefore, we're destroying this chametz. Now that's the way it's going to be, so that's the way it's got to be. However, Rabban Gamliel is concerned that we shouldn't be excessively strict on not eating truma, that's chametz, because that will lead it to necessarily be whatever's left over to have to be destroyed. And the Torah says protect it from being destroyed. Therefore, Rabban Gamliel is going to say that normally he agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that we stop eating chametz at the end of the fourth hour. But he says the one exception will be for truma. For truma, we'll eat truma into the end of the fifth hour just so that the truma can be consumed rather than be destroyed. And that's a shita. It says inside, Rabban Gamliel Omer, chulin, when it comes to regular food, regular chametz, nechalem kol arba. It's eaten throughout the fourth hour, but then you would stop, like Rabbi Yehuda said. Utruma, when it comes to truma, however, that was chametz, kol chamesh. You eat throughout the fifth hour as well. Visor from betchila shesh, everything gets burnt in the beginning of the sixth hour, even the truma. Halacha, however, is not like Rabban Gamliel, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, so we also stop eating chametz truma from the beginning of the fifth hour. Okay, and burn it on the sixth hour.